He did what it took to win. You know, he had some very strong resilience. I know he was down after those picks, especially the timing of the picks. But for the defense to give us an opportunity there at the end, us to get the ball back and to go down there and score, I thought, you know, he did a hell of a job on that last drive, and that's why we won the game. Well, they're a very good defensive line, obviously. You know, they got two good pass rushers on the outside, and they have two good inside players, and as good of a players as we played all this year. They penetrate, they come off the ball, they know your snap count, they tee off. You got to mix up your cadence, you got to try to move guys around, you got to change up some schemes, but they're tough to deal with no matter what you do, and it's going to be a grind, and you're going to have some tough plays, but when you do have a tough play, you got to make sure it's not a negative play. When we do block plays for 2 yards, we got to get 4 yards. When we block it for 0 yards, we got to get 2 yards. You got to fight for everything. They're going to give, nothing's going to be easy, and expect it to be a battle throughout the game, and hopefully we can find a way to win it in the fourth. I thought last week, you know, Brian said it to you guys after the game, you know, he's real hard on himself, and I think always when you watch it, it's never as bad as it felt out there, and it's never, and when you think you did really good, it's never as good as you think once you watch the tape either. And Brian did some good things in that game, some real good things, but he did have 3 picks, and you know, the quarterback's always responsible for the ball, and we got to find a way to help him avoid those. And but to go through those picks and stuff, which, you know, he was as upset as anyone about him, but to come back and make the plays he did at the end, and I think Pat said he kept both teams in the game for a little bit, but the main thing was he won the game and kept the right team in the game at the end. I mean, Jordan's a great player. Everybody knows that. That's why he had the year he did last year. And the more good players you get out there, the better it is for everybody. The other guy, 10 guys on the field, and it's more fun to call plays, more talent you get out there, and hopefully we'll get him back, and you know, definitely makes it easier for everybody. Yeah, you go to the number two. Yeah, you got 2 in-breaking routes. Austin's the plant and throw to number one. If a guy drops out of the middle, which they're close to, then you take 1 quick hitch and throw it to number two. If they blitz and you don't have enough guys in protection and number one's not open, then you bounce pass it to them because you can't take a sack in that situation. You're already in field goal range, but you want to get enough yards to make it an easier field goal. So that's your goal. But when you do that, you're always taking a risk of a sack or taking a risk of a holding call, something that would knock you out of field goal range. So you like to say that's not an option. You got to get rid of the ball. Yep, and it's something we practice because, you know, we got to catch it. And Miles, you got to make sure your receivers don't try to go score in that situation because that's how you could lose a game. You don't have enough time for them to run around and try to make a play. They got to catch it, get up the field, get down, and everyone's got to run to the line as fast as possible to spike it so we have time to kick a field goal. Yeah, it's something that you work on a lot, and it's actually something we just did a bunch the day before, so it definitely helped us be ready for it. You know, I think it's extremely rare that a quarterback's perfect on all his throws throughout a game. I think there were some obvious ones that stuck out. I don't think there was a high number of them, but, you know, there's one at the end of the second quarter where he had Josh over the middle and he threw it a little bit behind him. And then that pick, his last pick, where Josh was going to the sidelines, he just threw it up too much down the field and left it. Didn't get it to the sidelines, just only a few yards outside the number. So he had 2 throws that I thought were really off. I don't think that's a huge number, but they were more glaring because he was pretty open on one and the other one was a pick. So they stuck out to everybody more. It was what I was hoping for. You know, you never know, but the way Josh looked in practice, he looked possessed from the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I would have been surprised if he didn't play that way because of the way he practiced. And you never know because a guy hadn't been in the game all year, so you never know if his nerves will get to him or if he'll come out there and drop a couple balls or jump off sides. So I was waiting to see, but just from a physical standpoint, he looked ready to go, and he played that way. And I was real happy with how he played. He competed. As far as those balls down the field, you know, it's something – you know, the quarterback's responsible for the ball. You don't want him to turn it over, but I always tell the receivers, if he throws at you, even if he shouldn't, an interception's not an option. I'd rather him have offensive pass interference than turn the ball over. So you always coach the quarterback to avoid those picks, but you also put responsibility on the players too that, hey, he gave you an opportunity. Maybe it wasn't the right decision, but if he does get you an opportunity, you don't let him down. You make sure that worst-case scenario, it's an offensive PI and not a turnover. Yeah, Robert's a good guy. He works hard. And, you know, I'd be very surprised if he doesn't bounce back from this. I think Robert will have a good career ahead of him. He's going through some adversity now, but Robert takes care of himself, does the right things, and he'll bounce back from it.